This week on WUWM, we're exploring the state of green energy in Wisconsin. Homeowners have asked us how they can reduce their carbon footprint, so we visited a few people who've taken a deep dive into green living. They share their experiences in this installment of Project Milwaukee Power Switch. First, the green odyssey of Paula Papanek. She bought one of the oldest houses in Bayview and moved in winter.
It leaked like a sieve.
Papanek's initial response was to install new windows to reduce the draft and later a programmable thermostat to minimize bills. Finally, though, to get through winter, she put a gas fireplace in the front room where we're now sitting and closed it off with a curtain.
And we'd be very comfortable in here, but you'd run to the kitchen to get something to eat and run back into this room where it was nice and warm.
When the furnace went, Papanek decided not to simply replace it, but to overhaul her energy system. She picked geothermal. It taps the Earth's internal heat. The drawback is installation, both the cost, it can approach $20,000, and the disruption. She lives on a small city lot. It's beautifully landscaped now.
It looked like a bomb had gone off. They literally dug out the entire front yard.
Geothermal involves inserting tubes deep underground to where the temperature is a constant 52 degrees in her case. The system continuously circulates a liquid, always bringing it back up at 52 degrees, compared with traditional systems that grab the air outside. A basement unit then extracts either the heat or cold, blows it through the house, and sends the fluid back underground. Papanek was thrilled to stop using gas, but she still had electric bills because of the blower. So she attended a city workshop on solar and decided to put an array on her roof.
So I'll show you the solar panels that we can go right up to.
You can go out on your roof?
Yep. When we built the kitchen addition.
She takes particular delight in scanning the numbers on her 2 meters.
What I do is I get 2 bills. One's a generating bill, one's a use bill. They subtract the other, and then there's my total bill for this month, $4.
Papanek also repeatedly states how satisfied she is using clean energy and buying local. Helios made her panels, Johnson Controls the switches, and area installers worked on the home. Tony Berger also brags about the system he bought in Milwaukee.
Come on back. I have the largest solar array in River West.
He put 16 panels on his roof.
I had the room and decided I might as well put as many as I can because the more power I produce, it just goes back to We Energies and I get the credit for it.
Berger's tall home was ideal. The solar panels need a southern exposure with nothing blocking the sun. Since he installed them in October, his utility bills have been zero.
I'm not a hippie or anything. This all made business sense to me. I have a background in accounting.
He admits he's become obsessed now about producing energy.
You get kind of fanatical. You do go around and turn off lights, and you do check the app to see how it's doing, especially on really sunny days.
Berger says his only regret is jumping the gun. River West is organizing a group purchase of solar panels, meaning a discount. The typical house needs 8 panels. The average cost for that system, after government incentives, is between $5,000 and $7,000. Matt Howard directs Milwaukee's Office of Environmental Sustainability. He hopes Solar River West helps the city win another round of federal money for its Milwaukee Shines program. It helps residents pay for solar. Milwaukee also offers residents the Me Too program. It provides $100 energy audits. Howard says they've prompted 750 homeowners to make improvements. The most common, adding insulation where there's little to none.
We have, you know, extreme temperature variations from winter to summer. We have a lot of older buildings in the city, and so this is a very real need to people. I mean, they feel this every day, and so this is a program that was really plugging a gap.
For homeowners of modest means, Wisconsin Utilities have funded the program Focus on Energy. Its inspectors are using gizmos to check the second floor walls of Jaime Maligan's house on Milwaukee's north side.
What are you looking for?
I'm just trying to get some sense of how the house is put together.
The first thing, I don't know if my house is insulated very well.
So, are your bills pretty high?
I don't know because, you know, we're paying almost $300 a month. So they are the experts, you know, they're going to tell me if it's expensive or not.
The program also creates energy efficiencies and offers low-flow shower heads and light bulbs. Homeowners have a range of options these days, according to David Peckle. He's president of Peckle Construction and Remodeling. He mentions occupancy sensors. They turn off lights when no one's in the room. Hybrid furnaces use whichever is cheaper at the time, gas or electric. Weather stripping around openings, but
it's not a once-and-done approach. Things like caulking around windows is something that should be checked on an annual basis.
Mike Arney keeps close watch of his energy use. He, wife Margaret, and their daughter live in Wauwatosa.
Hi, I'm Mike.
You're Mike. Hi.
Thank you.
A list?
Yes.
He hands me a list of steps he's taken to tread more lightly on Earth. Everything from putting a timer on the shower to paying more to We Energies for green power.
One thing I care about is having clean air and a livable climate. And this is my way of contributing to that.
Margaret is Mike's biggest supporter, yet she teases him.
He has measured everything that we own that uses electricity and put a little note on it about how much it uses. So we have, one time we went on a vacation, he didn't tell us this, but he put the house on like 50 degrees. So we came back and the cats were all fluffy. And we had a fish that had deceased.
I felt bad about that.
The family has also taken big steps. It installed geothermal, and Mike took a job within biking distance so the family could go down to one car, an electric one. He even began convening interested neighbors.
Part of that group is inspiring people to do air sealing and insulation, and we did. People made changes, some of which are structural. Others of which are habits.
Some lowered the thermostat and wore sweaters. According to Arnie, his block reduced its carbon footprint by 37,000 pounds. That's a good chunk of what the average American family generates each year. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.